Everybody, welcome to Purity's podcast episode 52. My name is Purity and
hi guys, my name is Ivan.
Yes,
I'm her husband.
Yes,
and I have to do this. If I
still... if he doesn't do this, no food in the house.
Yeah, she will apply for
kidnapping
a divorce.
Him. And we don't want that. We don't want that. So he has to be my co-host. But it's fun, right? You're enjoying yourself.
Yeah,
it's
that's a sad story.
It's not
sad
like
story of my life.
It's not like it's all boring. It's really nice. I love. We love what you're doing.
Yeah, she really loves what she's doing.
I do. I love.
She really has fun.
Yes, I do.
Don't ask me.
And thank you. I wouldn't do this without you guys. Thank you for new listeners, old listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I know Halloween have passed. I hope everybody enjoyed themselves. I hope you didn't scare kids or neighbors or anyone.
Well, actually, this podcast is for majority of listeners of this podcast are Serbian people.
Yes, and we don't
people
celebrate.
From States and people from England.
And Kenyans.
And Kenyans. But Serbian people and Serbs and Kenyans do not celebrate
Halloween.
Actually, recently people in Serbia started, but it's usually these younger people, you know, kids.
Yeah, it's not a huge thing.
It's a huge thing for young kids because it's a new tradition.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's
start with the podcast. Our first story is a vegan reports friends who fed her chicken nuggets when she was drunk. Well,
reports to police. That's the
yes,
point of the
he
whole
reports
story.
To the police. Well,
she,
yes,
it's a girl.
Of course, it's a girl. So we all know that we all prank each other. Friends prank each other. So
this, I don't prank anyone.
Yes, but it's fun. People do it all the time on YouTube. You see everybody pranking people, each other. And it's fun. So
what happened? We want to know.
She
what
was
happened.
Drunk and went out with her friends.
I thought I don't know any vegan, but
yeah.
I thought the vegans, they live healthy.
Yes.
Then how do they get so wasted that they
cannot
do not
tell
know
the difference.
What they do?
I was
how
also
is it
wondering,
healthy living?
How did she not know that it was a chicken nugget? You know. She's
what chicken nuggets? You didn't tell the whole story. People have no idea. You're jumping left and right.
Okay. She's 24, vegan. She has been vegan for 10 years and has not eaten meat since she found out where it came from when she was like 3 or 4 years old. Yeah, most
First of all, that part of the story sounds stupid. She's 24. She's been vegan for 10 years. That means she's 14. She has found where the meat comes from when she was 3 or 4. What was she doing next 10 years, 10 from
years.
4 to 10?
I don't know. She was probably eating meat.
The beginning of the story implies that this girl is really stupid.
That.
On the level of retardation.
Yeah, she says her veganism, that's what it's called.
Veganism.
Veganism is no secret and people in her life know and respect it. Or she
well,
thought.
It would be secret. Like,
so after going to a party where she admits she got wasted, her friends thought it would be funny to feed her chicken nuggets as a prank. It's funny though.
It is. It's a good prank. What's the problem with it?
Yeah. She said, I checked with them before chewing down. Are these vegans? To which a friend
what?
Replied,
I checked
yeah.
with them?
Before chewing down.
Before eating.
Uh-huh. And she asked her friends, is this vegan? They replied, yeah.
Wait. she put chicken in her mouth, and she didn't know it was meat.
Yeah.
Okay, this girl now goes beyond the level of retardation.
She said she thought it was a type of vegan chickenless chicken. What does that mean? Chickenless chicken.
Chickenless chicken. It's they make meat of soya, you know, soya beans. But trust me, I tried soya beans, meat, soya beans, sausages, soya. Beans, cheese, and it tastes nothing like the real meat or real cheese. It's just, you can tell it's soya.
She said it tasted off to her, like there was something weird about the taste, and then she thought, maybe, she thought, I'm just drunk, you know? There's no way this is...
I'm just stupid.
Yeah, yeah. And the following day, her sister told her to check her friend's Snapchat story where they posted the video.
Okay, I know nothing about Snapchat and how it works. I'm an old man. So how does it
She like? Said there was also a conversation where she checked if the if it was meat free, and another video.
It's a meat free chicken.
Yeah, and then I'm showing them pretending to be her when she found out she had unwittingly eaten meat by fake crying and yelling the chickens. She took a screen recording of the video to the police and press charges. Friends are facing charges now.
She went to police to report her
with
friends.
With evidence. Yes.
To report her friends.
Yes.
Or just prank me. It's not like they did,
it's
I don't know
harmless,
what to her.
Prank. I think she was overreacting. It was just kids. They're just having fun. It's harmless prank. And they're your friends. So they didn't mean anything.
These people, these policemen should just press charges against her for being stupid beyond any borders.
Yeah, she said they tampered with my food and publicly humiliated me on Snapchat. Public humiliation means you posted on internet. But they posted on Snapchat. They didn't post on Facebook or Instagram. If they posted everywhere on Twitter,
I don't understand how Snapchat works. Only your friends can see that or what?
Yeah. Only it's like private. Only those people who are close to you. But celebrities are there too, and people follow them. No, I don't think it's only that. Also people that you don't know can follow you.
I know nothing about Snapchat.
I know nothing about Snapchat as well. So.
Or veganism.
Or veganism.
Because we eat meat.
Yes, we do. It goes well with vegetables, actually.
And
very
beer.
Well. Yes. So I guess that's all in this story. Thank you. Next story, guys. So watching Christmas films all year round is good for your health, experts say. Wow. I know that for sure because I watched. But during Christmas, not throughout the year. But it makes me feel good. And you?
I don't like Christmas movies.
I know, he doesn't.
They're cheesy. They're lame. They...
Wow.
I don't like Christmas.
He doesn't like Christmas.
I like New Year. I don't
when
like
it's Christmas, I'm singing.
Birthday parties.
I'm
I don't
singing.
Like none of this.
I'm singing all the Christmas songs. It's annoying.
Yeah, you start singing Christmas songs
before
during
Christmas.
Summer. Yeah.
No, not like
actually,
maybe
yeah.
Around December.
No, actually, yeah, around June, May.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If you are one to know every word from Christmas classics such as Elf and Home Alone. Ah, Home Alone was my favorite actually. There's a good chance your festive film beings are doing wonders for your health. Well, who knew, right? Watching that boost your health. Who knew that? Even better news is that we are actually being encouraged to watch Christmas movies all year round to give a boost to our feel-good hormones, which comes with snuggling down and turning on flicks. Love Actually and Die Hard. What do you think?
Die Hard, the movie?
Yes.
How is that a Christmas
movie? Love Actually and on flicks, which comes with snuggling down and turning on flicks like Love Actually and Die Hard. I think the movie is Love Actually and Die Hard.
Die Hard, yeah, it's a movie with Bruce Willis.
Is that a Christmas movie?
No, how is that a Christmas movie? It's Bruce Willis going around, people are getting shot all over the place, shooting, killing, it's an action movie. How is people think that's a Christmas movie just because for some reason it's been they run that movie around every Christmas. I don't understand how it is Christmas.
About Christmas, not even a little in the movie. Maybe a tree.
Maybe it happens. There are so many parts. There's many parts of there is snow, but like maybe some of these. There are many parts of Die Hard. One of these parts happens during the Christmas. I think it does, but like how does it make a Christmas movie? I have no idea.
Well, it says that a psychologist says that these films have proven to help people live longer and healthier lives. Because they are happy all the time. If you're happy all the time, you live longer. That's what a psychologist says. Well, I knew that. I really knew that.
Yeah, but how do Christmas movies make you feel happy?
It says it creates neurological shift that can produce happiness. Neurological shift. Well, it says that anything that take us out of our normal habitual, the normal day in, day out signals our senses, and then our senses measure if it's pleasing or not. Well, feel good hormone, that's what it says.
Yeah, there is a hormone of happiness, but yes, it's produced, the sun helps you produce that hormone of happiness,
and it reduces,
some types of food, but watching Christmas movies.
It reduces stress and anxiety. Ah, no, I don't know about that.
Oh. I'm so stressed when I see that weird looking kid from Home Alone.
No, that kid is weird. He has a weird face.
He's a junkie.
He's not a grown up now, huh?
He's a grown-up junkie.
I don't know how he looks like.
Allegedly.
Now. I will have to Google that.
You have to say allegedly when you
allegedly
say those things.
Because
that kid will come and sue us. He's the biggest fan of our podcast. He listens all the time, so he will hear.
It says it can strengthen your relationship, including anyone from a love interest to a family member. It can bring people together, close bonds and families values. Well,
family, well, it's like you're watching Die Hard and Bruce Willis is killing dudes left and right, and that promotes family values. It's like if you are you're stressed during Christmas, just kill one of your family members. Is that what they are trying to tell us?
It says they recommended, yes, that's what actually what they're telling us. It says that original films include some big name appearance, such as Kristen Davis, I love Kristen, and Vanessa Hudgens, I love them both.
I have no idea who these people are.
You don't know them?
I have only one message for our listeners. Do not kill your family members because of stupid Christmas movie tells you that.
Yeah, don't do that, that's bad.
Hollywood is bad.
Why also,
it will destroy your family.
While also continuing the popular festive franchise, A Christmas Prince. Huh? That one sounds... So, says, don't let anyone tell you that you cannot watch Christmas movies in June. Science says, watch. It's good for you.
Yeah, don't listen to scientists who talk nonsense.
I cannot wait for Christmas, actually.
Okay. That's it.
That's it on the story. Let's continue, guys. So a man has a 20-centimeter flesh-eating tapeworm removed, which had eaten his brain for 15 years.
Tapeworm.
What did I say?
I have no idea.
I said tapeworm pig.
It's a worm.
12 centimeters.
It lives in your, in this case, in this guy's brain, his head, eating his brain.
How can you not know that you have a tapeworm in your brain?
Well, I know about these worms that live in some people's stomach.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I know about that. But
yes, I know
in your head, anything your brain.
Hmm.
So what is the story?
So the story is, a man has 12-centimeter long flesh-eating tapeworm removed from his head.
Which that's 5 inches, something like that.
Yes, something like that.
5 inches, yeah.
Which had been slowly eating his brain for the past 15 years. 15 years, and you have no idea.
One the guy leaf, was probably really, really dumb. You know, probably a stupid guy, and he's like. He didn't realize he's getting more and more stupid like every day because this brain, the worm was
taking
slowly,
away
his
smartness.
Brain.
Well, you say?
He didn't have any smartness to start from.
Well, Wang Lei first started to feel numbness down his left side in 2007 and has continued to suffer with fell health ever since. He has seen multiple specialists and once treated for malignant brain tumor as doctor tried to figure out the cause of the of his issues. But his conditions continued to worsen and he started to suffer frequent seizures and blackouts. Whoa, according to the local media. And in 2018, doctor discovered that a tapeworm was living in his brain and they advised the patient to undergo non-surgical treatment as the parasite was considered to be risky area to operate on. Wow.
Why did he do that? That guy was obviously really stupid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he could use that worm as an excuse when someone tells him, dude, you're retarded. And he says, well, yeah, of course. That's because I have a worm in my head eating my brain.
Yeah.
Now he doesn't have that worm. Now people can tell him, dude, you're just plain stupid because you're stupid, not because of a stupid little worm.
But yeah, but fuck, it's crazy. I cannot imagine me living with
that. He got that brain by eating. I don't know like if he got it that way, but here's they say you can get that worm. Mm-hmm. If you eat like frogs, snakes, and disgusting stuff like food like that,
which we know that food is common in China. No.
Oh no, it's fun. Okay, like food, drugs. I mean, snakes, frogs, and I don't know what. If you don't cook them well.
Yes.
How would you even eat snakes and frogs to start from? Eh. Wow. You deserve to get a brain parasite. The worm eating your brain if you eat frogs, snakes.
So he went, at least he finally removed it. That's good.
Yeah, but he's like, his IQ is lower than the his shoe size now. So, well, yeah, the guy is just basically retarded right now.
Uh-huh, so
it'll be too late.
This is advice from the doctors. People should be careful when cooking frogs, snails, and snakes, which need to be cooked thoroughly. I don't need advice. No, thank you. I'm not going to be eating any of that ever in my life. I don't care how
also,
delicious.
Also, do not drink water in the wild unless it has been boiled.
Yes.
So, Bear Grylls, if you're listening, you go and check your health.
Yes. Yes, those people who are common to eat frogs, snails, snakes, go check your brain. You don't know. Maybe you're also living with a worm and you don't know. Take home, actually. So, he's now recovering from surgery. Mr. Wang from the city of Guangzhou, China. Southern East China.
Good luck, Mr.
We are glad you're feeling better. Yes. On our last story, a woman quits her job to eat McDonald's and Chinese takeaway on YouTube. Oh, wow. Charna Rowe quit her job as an admin worker in hopes of becoming a mukbang star on YouTube. Yol. Would you quit your job to do this?
Muk? Is that the name of these people who eat in front of camera and then live stream that?
Yes, it's a trend that originated in South Korea.
Yeah, I know it started in Asia. People do that, like they eat and other people look at them eating.
I have a subscriber actually who does this mukbang.
Really?
Yes. and people watch, but he doesn't have a lot of views like this girl, I'm thinking.
What is it? I mean, how does it make you be better than other people who do that kind of... Well, how is it called?
Mukbang. Mukbang.
Mukbang?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how do you get better mukbaker than other mukbakers? Do you
know.
Have to eat more? Do you have to eat this more disgusting food? Do you like...
Yeah, you have to beat people's in calorie intake that you take in a video.
So if you eat more, you are better. You get
more views and all that.
Also, who is more sick? These people doing that or the people watching them?
People watching them. No. People doing this. Both of them are...
Maybe someone watches from curiosity, but someone who watches that daily, like, oh, I don't want to miss any show of this, whatever her name is. That person is sick as this girl doing it.
So her name is Charna Rowley from London. Films herself consuming around 5,000 calories in a sitting. Up to 40,000 people tune in to watch.
Yeah, this is a mistake. This is 5,500. They made a mistake. They wrote 5 million calories.
Yeah, that's crazy. So 5,500 calories in a... 40,000 people tune in to watch her tuck into a meal. This unique video is known as mukbang, as we told you. In order to spend more time making these videos, Charna has decided to quit her job as an admin worker. Oh, she probably got bored at her job. But she's still young. She's 22.
She puts makeup. Well, she still has time to like be 200 kilos heavy and die.
Yeah, I see this picture. Oh my god, she should not.
She puts makeup and she sits in front of her camera and
with
her mic.
With a microphone.
And she eats.
Yeah, oh my God. She's 22. She works part-time at a warehouse in order to support herself while on her YouTube journey. Oh,
Wow,
I
you
thought
have
YouTube
to.
pays.
Well, you have to buy all that food.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So she has no plans on stop eating on camera. And her ultimate aim is to work her way up to eating 10,000 calories in one go. Oh my God, that's
Oh yeah, now
suicide.
she's eating 5,500
5,000.
and she wants to eat that color.
10,000. That's suicide. That's you're killing yourself slowly, slowly. Well, I've got to show how confident I am, she says. I might get sometimes stuck in my tooth or around my mouth, but people love how funny I am.
Ah, that's so funny.
I have negative ones telling me how fat I am, how I could be pretty if I try not to eat so much, but most of the time I just not answer. Oh my God, I wouldn't do this. No way, no way. Even if you're paying me $1 million, I would not eat that much. Healthy is wealth. That's
Okay,
what they
continue
say.
with the story.
So, I enjoy it and it gives me confidence. And now that I can monetize my channel and really respond to people's requests, it can be a full-time career move. Channel
Until
always
she bursts.
until you bath, of course.
How does it give you give her confidence? I don't understand.
She says eating is her passion. Yeah, so that's why we're giving her confidence to keep doing it because it's a passion and she loves to do it. So she weighs 16 stone. I don't know how much is that.
It's probably a lot because she
Probably a
looks
lot.
huge. It's
Yeah.
like 150 kilos of probe.
Listen to this. She goes to the gym 4 times a week in order to balance out the unhealthy food.
Yeah,
That's not gonna
that's
help.
not gonna help for sure.
Even if you go twice in the gym in a day, that's not gonna help you at all. Trust me. And even her mom has given her a seal of approval of getting takeaways. She initially saw it as a hobby, but once she said she saw my passion and the following I was managing to get, and she changed her mind. Oh, her mom. That's what she is.
Well, her mom is crazy too, huh?
Yeah. She says now she thinks I should go for it while I'm young and I have the opportunity. Yeah, before you die. And yeah, go for it before
Yeah, when the
you fall on
opportunity
the floor.
arises.
Yes. So she shares a video on her channel, Charnaya Nation. Even the name is stupid. And Charne.
Charnation,
That's her
CH.
name, Charna, and then she put
Yeah, okay, if people want to go and see what
if
Michelle,
you
it's a
wanna
CH, let me see. CHARNAT, so basically CHAR and then nation, one word.
And it often it's alongside her partner. Oh, she has a partner.
She has eating partner.
So she makes
She spends £1,000 for
for funding the
every
footage.
footage. I mean, every time she goes live, she spends over 1,000 euros, over $1,000, like $1,100, 1,050 euros approximately.
So
But how does she how can she make money if every time she goes live she spends over 1,000 euros? YouTube doesn't pay that much.
I don't know how much it pays, but
Well, yeah, that's what he
it
why she has to do this part job.
Oh yeah, it doesn't pay much. So her biggest hit, you know, here
Biggest hit, she has a hit.
She has a big hit,
She's
a
like a
video
star, huh?
that was the biggest hit. Yes.
Eating star.
Of her eating a Chinese takeaway complete with chicken balls, special fried rice, special chow mein, chips, prawn crackers, vegetable spring rolls, and a curry sauce. The video has been viewed over 48,000 times so far.
I think this is probably the most stupid story we ever
Ever
covered
covered.
on
But
this
it's funny.
podcast.
But it's funny.
Actually, it's sad.
Well, if she doesn't think it's sad, why do we think it's sad? Go for it, girl. Go for your dreams. Go. That's it, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, follow me on my social network, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. On Instagram, I'm uploading IGTV videos that are very interesting. Follow me at PuritiesLaw. Well, you'll see everything. And follow me. I'll follow back. I follow back. I also have a YouTube channel. Just go to my YouTube and search for me at Purity Level and subscribe, please, guys, and comment. Give me a like. And on my podcast, where can you can find my podcast? Or can you tell them where I can find my podcast?
purity, no, anchor.fm/puritislavul, or if you have any podcatcher, meaning Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, literally everywhere. You can just search for Purity Slavul. Like, generally, just search for Purity Slavul wherever you go.
Wherever you go, you'll find me. And you won't, I
just
won't
go to our neighborhood and search for Purity Slavul. You're a fan.
Maybe. I promise, follow me. I won't disappoint you.
You'll be hiding?
I'll be posting very interesting videos.
Your listeners?
No. Hiding.
You said maybe people will find you. Are you planning to move out?
But they don't know specifically where I live.
You're going to make money on this podcasting and you're going to move, buy a mansion on Dedinje?
I like it here. I'm not planning on
Beverly Hills, Dedinje. Where would you move if you get money?
To Ada.
Ada?
Yes, also I'll be close to the beach.
I mean to Banovo Brdo?
Yes.
People have no idea what Banovo Brdo and what Ada is, but still.
Well, that's it, guys, and until next time, see you, and thank you.
Bye, guys.
We love you. Bye.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.